This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, we're continuing in Sefer Shein Halachos, Hilchos Tzitzis. Okay, now the million-dollar question we're going to discuss. Let's say you want to wear many, many garments. You learned, you know, wearing tzitzis is a mitzvah. So, kol hamar b'harizah meshubach, let's say I want to wear 5 pairs of tzitzis, 10 pairs of tzitzis, 100 pairs of tzitzis. Do you have to make a bracha on each pair? When I was a bachar, I visited Rav Scheinberg. So he had Sfarim. He had a Chidushim on Baba Basra. So I bought the Sefer on Baba Basra. I asked him to sign it. He said, you know, he doesn't just sign Sfarim. You have to commit to learn 30 minutes that you would not have otherwise learned. So I had to make a commitment to learn 30 minutes that I wouldn't have otherwise learned. So trying to find an extra 30 minutes. Remember one Friday night, I told my parents, like, I have to eat the Suda very quickly. I have to run out. I need to come up with an extra 30 minutes that I wouldn't have otherwise had. Anyway, so the Reb Chaim says, Shein Halachos, Simen Ches, Sivkatan Lamedalad, Hayuloi Kama Begadim Shal Dalad Kanfos. If you have many garments of 4 corners, Imloiv Sham Kulam, if you put them all on, Chayiv Lasos Tzitzis Bekulan. First of all, you'll have to put strings on all of them. In other words, if you're going to wear 50 4-cornered garments, they're all going to have strings on them, obviously. Now, what if I don't want to wear them? What if I want to collect them? What if I'm a 4-cornered garment collector? Shragi, ever hear of such a collector? Yeah. Some people collect baseball cards. Some people collect bottle caps. Some people collect 4-cornered garments. If you collect 4-cornered garments, do you have to put strings on all of them?
Yes.
I mean, you're not going to wear them. You can just keep them in the drawer. No. Tzitzis is chayvas gavra, not chayvas mana. The chiv is on the person, not on the garment. Okay? So it's not like nedarim. Nedarim, it's a chiv chefza. It's iser chefza. But tzitzis is chayvas gavra. So v'im munachem b'teivas b'turim. If you put it in the drawer, you're pater. Lamed hey, lavash kulam b'lai hefzik. If you put them all on without any interruption, v'haya medaitoy medchila kulam, he had in mind in the beginning for all of them, lo yivarech ela bracha achas. You only have to make one bracha. Okay, you know what it's like? It's like if you're putting up mezuzos. Let's say you move into a house, you put up 10 mezuzos, and you have in mind when you make the first bracha that bracha should cover all the mezuzos. As long as you don't interrupt, you only have to make one bracha. Or let's say you have many houses and you're doing bedikas chametz on all of them. Let's say you own real estate, like a house. So you go from one to the other. If you had in mind when you made the first bracha, you do not have to make another bracha. Or let's say you're shechting animals.
You're not wearing all the tzitzis.
Do you shecht animals, Shragi?
No.
Okay.
You're not wearing all the tzitzis.
No, let's say like this. Let's say you have 10 garments. You want to wear all of them, like Rav Scheinberg. So you make a bracha on the first, and then you don't have to make a bracha on each subsequent pair. When do we rely on that? See, we do the opposite. We put on talis katan, we don't make a bracha, and then we make a bracha later on in the morning when we put on a talis katan. Okay. So if you're putting on many garments, you only make one bracha. V'afilu pashat rishon kadem shel lavash hasheni. Even if you took off the first one before you wore the second one, you do not have to make another bracha. As long as you had in mind that the bracha you made on the talis will cover all the talisim you're going to put on. V'yizar shalayasa b'neim hefzik gadol. As long as you just be careful not to make a big interruption between wearing the various garments, shalay yigroin bracha shenatzricha, so as not to cause an unnecessary bracha, because then you're going to have to make a bracha on every garment you put on. Lamed vav. Imloy hayod v'daitoy b'feirish metchila kulam. Let's say you have 100 garments, and when you put on the first garment, you did not explicitly have in mind for all the garments. Rak shabirech stama. You just made a bracha stam, and you didn't have in mind garment 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And you don't typically put on garment 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Vein raga lilbush, rak achas. You don't typically wear only one. Afilu hayu munachim lefanav kal habagadim. Even if all of the garments were in front of you, but you did not explicitly have in mind to wear them, b'shas habracha, tzarech lachzor levarach, you have to make another bracha. In other words, if you have 10 garments in front of you, and you made a bracha on the first one, you had in mind all of them, you do not have to make a bracha on the subsequent garments. But if you did not explicitly have in mind all the garments, even though they're in front of you, and you don't typically put them on, then you would have to make another bracha. What if you typically do put them on? Slamet Zayin. Vim raga lobay tamid shnayim ha-shalash begatim. Let's say you always wear two or three pairs of tzitzis. Raise your hand if you usually wear multiple pairs of tzitzis. I do. I wear a talis katan and a talis gadol. So do you.
Why don't you make two separate brachas, two separate mitzvahs, a
tas gadol? It's not. It's the same mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of tzitzis. The fact that one is small and one is big doesn't make it fundamentally a different mitzvah. It's fundamentally going to be the same mitzvah. So someone who typically wears two or three garments, zu al zu, v'ata lavash es habeget stama, and now you didn't have anything explicitly in mind. Ema yukulam lefanav, if they were all in front of you, but you didn't explicitly have in mind to put on Beged 2 and 3, but you always put on Beged 2 and 3, you don't have to make another bracha. La yachzer yivarech. V'im hiviu lai ha-Beged ha-sheni, if they only brought the second garment, acher she-gamar ha-levisha, after you completed the first one, and it wasn't in front of you after while you made the bracha on the first one, even though you usually put it on, yachzer yivarech, you have to make another bracha. If they brought you more garments while the first garments were still in front of you, in other words, let's say I usually put on two or three garments, and while I'm making the bracha, there are two and three garments in front of me. And while I made the bracha, while the two or three that were in front of me, at the time I made the bracha, in other words, in this case, they're bringing you more garments, not at the time I make the bracha, but rather while some of the garments that were in front of me when I made the bracha were still in front of me. Or let's say they brought me the second garment right after the bracha on the first one. So in other words, I made a bracha on the first one, and as I'm about to put it on, they brought me the second one. Then now it's going to be a question if I should make a bracha on the next garment. It's better in this case. And if that later garment is not necessary, it's better not to wear it. Mutav shloi lelavshai. Better not to wear it, because it's really a suffix whether you have to make a bracha on it. Until you're mesiach das, until you divert your attention, ad shiyasiach daitem your bracha rishon, until you divert your mind from the first bracha, kedei lotzeis min ha-safik, in order to extract yourself from any doubt, v'im'enu yachal, and if you're not able to wait, then just wear it without a bracha. Yilbash b'lei bracha. Okay, let's do two more. Let's say you have a few garments, and I interrupt between the garments, a long interruption, that I'm diverting my attention. Then I have to make a bracha on every single pair. If I interrupt a long amount of time in between the various garments, I'm going to have to make another bracha on each one. Even if I had in mind to wear the second garment, but I interrupted a long amount of time in between the first garment and the second one, and I was mesiach das, then I will have to make another bracha. But if I just wait silently, you see, the hefsek we're talking about was I get up, I walk around, I have a shmooze, that's a hefsek. But just silence and waiting of time, even a long amount of time, more than the time it takes to say Shalom Alecha, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Umayri, ain't ze hefsek b'diavad, that's b'diavad, not a hefsek. What if I talk in between wearing the various garments? Then, if it's a conversation relevant to wearing it. By the way, this is relevant to other halachas. Let's say bedikas chametz. I need to check more than one house. So if I interrupt a long amount of time between house A and house B, and I'm mesiach das, I'll have to make another bracha on the second house. If I just delay in silence, I won't have to make a bracha on the second house. If I talk, if it's needed for the wearing of the next garment, or then let's say the next checking of the house for bedikas chametz, imsach beinim, if I talk in between, let's say you said Tenu li habeget lobash. Give me the next garment. Ein ze hefsek. That's not a hefsek. Or let's say you say, what's the address again of my other house? Avos. Or what's the combination to get in? Or how many of the rooms do I need to check? That's not a hefsek. So we say, avosach shaloi lotzach levisha. If you had a conversation, not for the need of the next garment, afilu teva achas, even one word, nechleku hapoiskim. That's going to be a machlokes hapoiskim. If let's say you say one word of hefsek is a machlokes hapoiskim. V'lachin yizar. Therefore, you should be careful. Shaloi lasuach, not to talk. But if you do talk, you don't have to make another bracha. Talking alone is not going to be b'di'evet a hefsek. You shouldn't do it. If you did it, it's going to be a machlokes hapoiskim if it's a hefsek. But bottom line is, safik brachas lahakel. So if you have a short conversation between one garment and the next, but you're not really mesiach das, you won't b'di'evet make another bracha. Then, b'imdibar, if you did speak, enoi chazer mevarach, you don't have to make another bracha. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Shkayach, everyone. Have a good day. Thanks, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.